few weeks, I've been kind of spiraling because I don't know what I want to do with my, you know, career. Because part of me wants something that's just a job. You go to work and then you go home and it's just a job. But then another part of me wants a job that's really rewarding, where you really build connections and make an impact, and you can do that in any job, obviously. Any job can have that, but there are some jobs that give that to you a little easier. And in my view, I think, you know, teaching is one of those jobs where you can really get a sense of purpose, or just for me at least. And I really, really want to teach younger kids or older kids or high school or college. I really want to be a teacher because the educators in my life are the people that have made the most impact, and the educators in many people's lives. A lot of us still remember our elementary school teachers, which is crazy because that was 10 plus years ago. So it just goes to show how much of an impact those people make on lives, and how much of a role they hold in shaping, you know, bright young minds. And I really want to be that, the person that is able to make a very positive impact or shape, you know, just help shape, you know, the bright little minds of younger kids or older kids or college kids. I really, really want to be a teacher. But at the same time, careers like those, teaching and I guess another, doctors and lawyers, many of those careers, it consumes your life really, because you're constantly thinking about it, especially, you know, lawyers and other people in business and design and stuff, because even though you might not be on the clock and be working, you're always working, because it's always probably in the back of your mind, or at least that's probably a struggle I will have to get through moving forward, because I know, like, if I pursue something like teaching, it will always be in my mind, like, the next teaching day will always be in my mind, or the next, or the previous teaching day, or the next week, or the next month, like, it's probably just always gonna be on my mind. So I have to ask myself, do I want that? Because I know the type of person I am. But do I want just a job that's just a job? And those just a job jobs that actually make people happy and stuff are so hard to come by. I guess I want a job where I'm excited to work, but I don't bring work home necessarily, which is, I guess I want to love the work that I do, which is why I want to pursue teaching. But the downside is it might never, you know, it might intrude into all aspects of life. I don't know. It's just, deciding on a career is so difficult, and I know it's never too late to change your mind or change up what you're learning or this and that, but it's hard. Making changes is so hard. And all my other friends, they seem like so sure, and I have an idea, but I also have no idea where I want to go with my life. Like, there's so many different avenues, and I'm a type of person that I don't think can stay in one profession, I guess, for long. Which is, like, I guess it's a possibility to move, switch, and change around, because I don't have future kids in mind. I don't want to have kids. You know, I don't have their expenses and their that time commitment and that money commitment and all that to worry about. I just, like, I guess I want to just fast forward to a place where I know. Like, I don't even need to be successful or whatever. I just know where I'm at and where I'm moving towards. I feel like that's gonna take a really long time. And I know it takes a lot of people a really long time, but some people are just so sure. And I want that so badly. I want to be so sure of where I'm going with my life, because I don't know. I have to think, like, wow, maybe we do genuinely just have this one life, and some of us have been dealt, like, such short ends of the straw, and some of us haven't. I truly envy those who are so blissfully carefree about, you know, issues that the majority of us really have to deal with. You know, those who are genuinely the ones just living life to the fullest. Like, I don't know if we have heaven or hell, an afterlife, a reincarnation, different world we might be in. I don't even know. But I wonder, like, what are the chances? You know, there has to be something bigger at play. I don't know what that is. I don't necessarily believe in God, but I don't necessarily not believe in anything. I guess I just, like, know that there's, I just hope that there's something, but I don't know, because honestly, I think it's more realistically, there's not anything, but I guess I don't want to lose that hope that there's something else. Anyways, yeah, there's so many choices, and I guess I want to be happy with my choice. And I know there's, like, people that spend 10 years in a profession and then they decide to switch, or some people spend 10 years doing something else and decide to go back to school and do something else. And I guess I'm putting too much of a time restraint on myself, but I also really, really want to work on that time restraint, because I want to know where I'm going. I want to know what I'm doing. I want to know that I have an idea. I just want to be sure, because some people are so sure. Like, some people are like, I'm sure I want to do this and this, and I can see that that's what they're gonna do, probably. Like, it's something that, yeah, I just want to be sure about. And I wish I was brave enough to, like, just start my own small cafe and like a small little flower shop. I guess that's my goal. I want a career that will allow me time to invest in passions, I guess. And maybe that is teaching, just because I wanted to teach younger kids, like elementary and maybe middle school, because during those times, the impact you have, honestly, feels a lot larger. I mean, high school students, their impact is tremendous as well, and like moving forward, college students too. But I guess being a teacher of a younger student, you kind of shape their learning habits. Maybe how they learn and like stuff like that. And you can really, and like, I love how just like kids are so open to love one another and are kind most of the time to one another. Whereas, you know, in high school and middle school, you can see the differences, and differences are amazing, but you can see that there's clearly some kids that are being left out of the conversation, and I feel like I would feel really bad about that, badly, and I just love how, you know, in elementary school we used to all, you know, be friends and like really enjoy just being around one another. And I guess stemming from that, I guess that's why I've always hated falling, like relationships falling apart, because like it's really hard to see that happen. Like, see a person that you once, that was such a big part of your life, go. But it's like natural. It's not even like, oh, something big happened and they were meant to leave. But like, relationships naturally falling apart, it feels so painful to think about, because like, I know it's eventually gonna happen. Like, it's really hard to maintain relationships with people that just aren't going down the same life or career path or whatever. And I just like don't know where I don't know. Like, but I'm gonna cling on to those relationships, like the few that I would really, really hate to lose, because, you know, I'm not gonna have kids of my own, and I'd love to like see my friends have their kids. And like, I know most of my friends want kids, and like, I'm excited to see that for them, and I want to be present, and like, I just hope, I think my biggest fear is just like, them leaving me behind or something, because I feel like, you know, more family-oriented people tend to stick to more family-oriented people, and like, I just like don't want to feel lost and left out. But you know, that's my own life choices. I know having kids of my own would not make me happy. It wouldn't. It just, I wouldn't. But like seeing a kid grow and seeing a kid, like, I really, really want to be a teacher. But I guess we'll see where that goes. I'm gonna keep, you know, talking this out by myself and talking to other people. Because the people I've talked to are either my friends, and they all seem so sure of what they want. And then the other people I've talked to are older people, and they've already gotten to the point where they know. Like, they're 4, 5, 6 years in, so they already know. And reading about experiences online, I realize probably more than half, or a majority, or a good portion of kids my age think they know, but they don't know. They don't know, and they're lost just like me. And I guess, like, it takes time to get to that place. It really does. And I just really, really want to get there. I don't know where that is. Like, that's just, like, my biggest thing, because I feel like I have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, it's like so many different interests. And like everybody has so many different interests, but a lot of people know, like, what interest is meant for them, and I just don't know. I genuinely don't know. So, and some interests you can't just, like, explore, like normal people can't do that. That's why I'm so jealous of the kids that, you know, have a big, big safety net. They're very, you know, rich and wealthy and carefree kids, because they can explore. They have that safety net. They have, you know, mom and dad's whatever to fall back on. It's just like, I would love to know what that's like. I would love to know, and I feel like so many of us would love to know what that feels like to pursue something because you actually want to pursue it, to learn something because you actually want to learn it, to be somewhere, to do something, to be what you want to be because you actually want to be it. I am incredibly jealous of the people like that. Genuinely. And I know some wealthy kids are in shitty households and have terrible parental relations, but, like, some of them don't. I don't know. I guess I just wanna be at a place where I know and I don't know. I hate the unknown. So much. Genuinely so much. So I'll just keep working on myself, and I know that I'll get there. And I know that even when I get there, and maybe I spend many years in it, I can still do more. Go back to school and go back and do something different. But I guess I just don't know what that is. Don't know where that is, who, what. But I'll get there eventually, I think. I wonder. I hope. I hope, because I really want to know, like, what my life's purpose is. Maybe we don't all have a purpose. I feel like it might be naive to think we all have a purpose. Like, what could that?